Cheka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Rustenburg and Emalahleni 25, Pretoria 27 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa has praised teachers for their vital role in shaping learners' futures. Today marks World Teachers' Day. At the 24th National Teaching Awards, he also emphasized the importance of treating learners as unique individuals.
But a teacher who disregards their responsibilities, who rules by fear, can demoralize very easily, quickly, by one word. Just one word, one act, can quickly demoralize a child, damage their self-esteem, and put them off learning.
At the same time, the South African Democratic Teachers Union has praised educators for their role in enhancing education. Your spokesperson, Nomusa Tembi.
We wish teachers a happy World Teachers Day. FET won't allow government to use austerity measures to devalue teachers in the education system. Teachers are a single most important factor in achieving quality education.
The case against former Steinhoff director Stefanus Grobler has been postponed to February next year by the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Court. The state requested more time to complete investigations. Grobler, who is out on 150,000 rand bail, faces charges including racketeering, fraud worth 21 billion rand and financial statement manipulation between 2014 and 2016. This week, former Steinhoff chief financial officer Ben Lagrancy was sentenced to 5 years in prison after a plea deal with the state. The DA has welcomed the Johannesburg High Court's ruling, which dismissed the ANC's application for leave to appeal against a judgment that found the party guilty of civil contempt over CADA deployment records. The ANC was ordered to provide unchanged records from 2013 to 2021, which include emails and social media communications. Here's DA spokesperson Willie Oukamp.
This is a victory for transparency and accountability, and it is also a decisive blow to the ANC's efforts to shield its corrupt CADA deployment network from public scrutiny.
The ANC is yet to respond to the court's ruling. The Palestine Solidarity Campaign and its partners will today march in Parliament in Cape Town, demanding the passing of the Apartheid Bill. The march aims to push for the implementation of the United Nations Apartheid Convention. The organization's Yusuf Jigdeh says since October last year, Israeli forces have killed over 41,000 Palestinians, including 16,500 children.
The march demands an immediate end to the genocide in Gaza and the invasions of Lebanon, Syria, Yemen by Israel.
And Donald Trump will make a defiant return today to the small town in Pennsylvania where an assassin tried to shoot him dead during a rally attended by thousands of supporters. The former president will appear alongside J.D. Vance. The attack occurred in July. I'm Chanel Satema. That's it from the news desk for today. From me and the team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
Hey, we're the Saxby Twins, and you're listening to Danny Painter on the CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM.
Number 22.
I see my future when I look at you. Girl, you are my nature, my sun and my moon. I know I can be selfish, but I don't wanna choose. I just want things to do with you. Let's go and do something simple. I would take care of you, girl. Know your body's a temple.